Hello everyone, welcome to Black Plus Coffee, a podcast that's all about coffee and nothing else. My name is Philip, I'm one of your hosts. Unfortunately, Moses is not here today, but we have some exciting stuff. We are talking about World AeroPress Championship, and we were able to interview Brendan Smith again. Brendan Smith is the National AeroPress Champion for 2021, so he'll be competing in the World AeroPress Championship, which are happening on the 5th of March. So do check it, him out. It will be live streamed. So do check him out. Like I said, in this interview, we're talking about his preparation for the competition, the coffees that he's got, and what he's looking forward to. He's representing the whole of South Africa, so we should back him up, and he will have a great time, I'm sure of it, and to bring the trophy home. But like I said, we have him for interview. It was great to catch up with him, so do check the episode up. Hopefully you will subscribe to our podcast. You will find it on every podcast platform, actually, Spotify, Google Plus, Apple, you'll find us. And then do check us out on Instagram as well, so do hit that follow button and we'll try to follow back. But yeah, do check us out. We are Black Plus Coffee. We love coffee, we drink coffee. Cheers, guys. Hey Brendan, it's nice to see you, man, again. It's been a minute, couple of episodes back, and hopefully people have been listening to the episode that we had you in, but it's really nice to see you. Welcome to the
podcast. Back. Welcome.
Yeah.
The last time we spoke,
thanks.
You were yet to receive your, is it gold?
Yes, gold.
Yeah, you were yet to receive your gold. How does it feel now that you have received it, man?
It still feels quite surreal, actually. Every time I see it, I'm like, geez, okay, it actually did happen. It's pretty cool.
Sure.
When people also ask about it, it's pretty cool to see how it opens doors and how it connects you to people that you maybe not would have been connected to.
Mm-hmm. And how are things going at the new job as well? Because last time we talked to you, changing places, cutting route, midweeks. How's it going?
Yeah. So job is fun. Molex is an absolute blast. It's such fun working there. It's a very easy cafe to manage. It's not one of the most difficult cafes. It pretty much runs smooth every day. I get to make coffees quite often, at least. Which I know sometimes a cafe manager doesn't really make the coffee. We got a new machine, a Lamarzocco KB Ache PV90.
Nice.
So that was quite exciting. It's a lot of fun. It's fun living in this area of the country. There's a lot of stuff to do, and it just makes it so much more fun driving to work and having to look at the mountains.
That sounds so great.
I can imagine, man. Do you still get a lot of customers that come through and ask for you to make them an AeroPress?
Actually, over December, there was quite a few of the holiday comers that were baristas up in the country in Potch and all those places, which was pretty cool to connect to these people and see that there's, it's actually out there, people know about it. It was pretty cool to chat to people about it as well. Making them a special coffee and also seeing the reactions, from tables next to them, where they're like, why is this person getting special treatment today? And what is that? And what are you busy making? How is it tasting? Those type of things. So it's really cool.
Sure, that's exciting. Now let's talk the world champs. It's happening. I don't know what's the plan like at the moment. Are you guys going over, or is it still the surrogate way?
So world champs are completely surrogate. No one's going over. I think it's a good choice in the sense of it's so difficult, number one, to actually get into Australia. They kicked out Novak Djokovic, so I don't think an AeroPress champ is going to get in. you know, so yeah. I think it's so difficult to get there that I think it was just much smarter to say, let's just do it everybody surrogates.
Sure.
You know, it just ensures that everybody can compete.
Yeah.
They've been pretty good with the communication about it and sending info and keeping you up to date.
Sure.
You know, with when the coffee was sent and what coffee it is and what's coming in your package.
Yeah.
So the communication has been really, really good from them to just feel comfortable. They sent out a nice resource guide as well with everything that you need to know, the grinder that they'll be using, you know, every single detail that you need to know.
Sure. And how do you, like, for you, how do you modify that? Like, I don't know if you have the same grinder that they have. Like, I guess it's more preparation as well.
Yeah.
Does that mean you have to get some of those resources, or how you work in the details out?
So they are using a MacCap grinder, which is not a very popular one. Not in South Africa. It's very popular in Europe.
Yeah.
It's quite a piece of machine, which obviously I can't get you. I've searched the internet quite far and wide the past week to see if I can maybe borrow one somewhere. It's obviously always an advantage if you can use the same grinder, even though it's not exactly the same, but you know, to get at least close to what they're going to use. So that does bring obviously a bit of complexity into it. But then in the resource guide, which is really cool, they sent the Kruve Brewler. And I don't know if you guys ever seen that. It's like a universal, you know, micron gauge ruler for coffee specifically. So, and they've connected the settings of the grinder to this ruler. So, yeah, basically just using my Commandante again and seeing where the grind size is, measuring it, and then, you know, sending them. That's the setting on the MacApp that you need to use to get that grind size. So that helps a lot, because that was, for me, that was one thing where I was like, "Ish, okay, it's going to be difficult to explain grind size when it's a completely different grinder." I mean, in SA, I was lucky to have someone that has a Commandante there to actually compete with the same grinder. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot like Barista Champs, where you need to use the equipment that is there and adapt to that.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it brings some of the competition in and it makes it quite real. I was quite jealous to see, I think it's either the German or the Dutch champion actually could borrow a MacApp from some cafe or something in Germany, I think, which is quite cool, you know, that they support him like that. I mean, it does help a lot to be using the same thing. But I'm not stressing about it too much. The Brewler is quite accurate. So if I just make sure I read the coarseness of the coffee correct and send it through to correct, then it's going to be fine. I mean, it's professional barista, so that's going to be brewing the coffee. So after seeing, I think, in South Africa that it does work to have a surrogate barista, you know, it takes all the stress away, because doing it for the first time, I was like, geez, okay, is he going to press the right pressure? Is he going to grind the right size? Is he going to remember to set his grind size? Is he going to remember this step? And seeing that it works, it just makes you so much more comfortable to know that it's going to be professional baristas on a world, you know, level. I can't imagine that they'll get baristas that only started a year ago or something like that. They'll probably have, you know, like world standard baristas there.
Yeah, do you know those guys, like, in terms of surrogates? Are they, like, relationships that you need to build as you prepare?
So there is, in the resources, that was actually one of the, you know, frequently asked questions that they had, is there's no connection to the surrogate at all.
Sure.
So you're not allowed to contact or ask who's going to brew your coffee, which I think is fair.
Yeah.
I mean, if let's say I knew the barista personally, then obviously he's probably going to make more of an effort. So not knowing who it is, I think, just keeps it fair for everyone.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty cool here when I could speak to Chad and make sure that he understands the recipe and all those things. But it was a bit of a different situation where some of them could be there and others could not. So I think in that case, it was fair to say, okay, here's your surrogate, give him a call, you know, explain your recipe once again. Where in this time, you know, everybody's on the same playing field. So I think it's fair that no one has a connection or knows who's going to brew their coffee.
Talking about the coffees, have you received the coffees that you'll be brewing for the world stage?
So I'm still waiting for mine. I've seen that some of the people have received. Obviously, it's different in each country to, you know, the speed that it works with. I did check this morning. It's in Joburg. So hopefully either later today or tomorrow, then I'll have received the coffee. But I did contact World Aeropress Champs and they did send me some information about it. So it is a Guatemalan coffee, which I thought it's going to be. From the sneak peeks that I saw on Instagram, Guatemalan.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. So it's a Bourbon, Catura, it's a washed coffee, 2,200 meters above sea level. So it's pretty similar to, I guess, Vulcan Azul, you know, it's South American, probably a fruity coffee. I haven't tasted it, so we'll see how it tastes. I'll maybe do a Instagram live for the first taste. I've been thinking about doing something like that.
Yeah, that would be great.
We'll definitely want to see that. And how many grams are they sending you?
If I've looked at the pictures from Instagram, I think it's a 250 gram pack, which is quite nice because it gives you a lot of playing field. In finals in South Africa, it was, I think, 100 grams, which was quite stressful because it's not a lot of coffee, you know. Let's say you get it after the first recipe, you're lucky. Let's say you brew five and you know, you still don't have it, then you have one left to go. So, yeah, it was quite stressful. But I think, it's a 250 gram, which I think is good. Obviously, no one knows the coffee. Some people haven't even used that roastery's coffee, like myself. So I think that would be cool if it's a 250.
Sure, that's pretty exciting. So you, what's the preps now? Like after receiving the coffee, is that when you're gonna start with the preparation, or have you been doing some stuff on the background? I don't know because you haven't received the coffee. Maybe modifying the recipe. If you can share stuff like, what have you been doing as to prepare for that stage, I guess, when the coffee comes.
So I haven't done too much. I've made a few aeropresses here and there. I think for this week now, running up to submitting the recipe, I think is just trying not to drink milk drinks. So staying away from the flat whites and all those type of stuff.
Sure.
Just making sure my palate is clean, not eating too much spicy foods and stuff like that, you know, just making sure your palate is completely clean for tasting the coffee. So not drinking harsh coffees like espressos and those type of things. So I'll probably I think use the winning recipe that I had in South Africa first and see how it is. You know, if it's good, then I'll go from there. If it is not that great and it's like really not good, then I'll try and play around with some of the variables. But I've made that recipe on quite a few different coffees now, different roasteries, different grades of roasted coffee. So lighter, darker, medium, and it works. It's a very versatile recipe. If you just change the grind size a little, according to which coffee you're using, it really works. So the game plan is basically use that, see how it tastes the first time, and then adjust things from there. I don't think I'm gonna go too technical, especially because you have to explain it in steps. You know, you need to make sure it's very clear what you're doing. So I don't want to try and make a very technical recipe that someone can't replicate. They actually said in the resources that if your recipe is too complicated to understand, they're not even going to make it. They're not even going to try to understand what you're saying.
No way.
So I think the best would be just to keep it simple. which is what I tried with that recipe. There was one complex step of taking the lid off the kettle, which is something that anybody can replicate. So, you know, just trying to keep it simple. I mean, I've watched obviously countless videos of World Aeropress recipes that won, and a lot of them are very, like, very technical, different filters, certain types of water. And this year, the playing field is so level, which is so nice. It makes it more difficult, but it's so nice because everybody gets the same type of water. Everybody, you know, gets the same coffee. Everybody has to use the same filter, has to use, you know, the same type of stuff to get to the end result. And there's also, which is quite interesting, which I'm glad about, is the water we're using is third wave water from America. So they're sending us sachets, which is pretty cool, because I mean, you just buy distilled water and you know you're gonna have the same water to brew with than they do. And they've given us classic profile and espresso profile, so that's two different types of minerals for the water. And they've given you an option of 10 combinations of these two that you can use. So there's like either 100% classic profile or 50-50 or 50 classic profile, 50 distilled water, or, you know, 30-70. There's like 10 of those type of recipes for your water, and you have to choose out of those 10. You can't like make a 45-30 this, you know, so it makes it a bit more easy to navigate that as well, because I've never used third wave water. I've never used distilled water. I've been wanting to go into that playing field, but, you know, this kind of pushes me there, and it makes it a little bit less stressful to know that there's set recipes that I can play with. So I think game plan on water would be just to use classic profile first, see how it tastes, you know, make a classic profile and espresso profile, and then see how the two react to the coffee. What do they do? Maybe taste the water just as is, and, you know, then go from there. Maybe make one that's 50-50 and see how the coffee works. I think I don't want to waste time on that because I haven't played with, you know, water that much that I feel I have time to, you know, go into it. I'll rather try and play around with the coffee and the recipe.
And how are you submitting your recipe? Is it the same format like the ones we had for the South African Aeropress Champs, where you send your video and stuff? Are you doing the same, or is it totally different?
So the submission is going to be on a like a Google form type of thing. So there's no videos, there's no photos. It's, they give you 10 steps available to explain what you're doing. So your recipe, I mean, that evens it out even more. You have 10 steps in your recipe, which keeps it very simple, very easy to replicate once again. So yeah, just writing it out again and then submitting it like that.
Sure. Hey man, that sounds hectic, but hopefully you will enjoy the experience. But how are you feeling though? Like, let's wrap the interview. How are you feeling with this, it's almost there. You're about to compete on a world stage with guys from different regions. How are you feeling though, as you're about to take this?
Yeah, I'm quite stressed, to be honest. It's quite nerve-wracking to know that, you know, you're representing the country in a world competition. Even though I'm not flying over, even though I'm not going to be there in person, it's still, you know, for me, it's a big deal. It's something I've admired of people competing 4 years now, you know, coming into the coffee industry. It's something that I aimed for, is to compete. And, you know, actually being there, it feels so surreal. It feels like, you know, it's a dream. You know, having coffee sent to you from Australia, having water sachets sent to you from America, having these companies contact you and give you support and ask you if you need anything. It feels good to know that you get recognized for what you do, but also it's so cool to see the support and the different methods and, you know, just the community. I mean, I still as a barista champ, but it's so supportive, it's so open,
know, everybody follows each other. It's really cool. And I think, you know, like the support that we've had from all the AeroPress champs as well, you know, starting to market who's competing and making sure that everybody gets the same stuff to compete with is really
stressed. It's quite stressful to receive a coffee from so far away, hoping that the South African, you know, services don't let me down and bring the coffee late and stuff like that, you know, has been like a big thing where I'm like, am I going to get the coffee? It's cool if they send it, but, you know, is it going to get lost in transport in South Africa? And I just think that's like even a bigger stress for some of the other countries. Because I mean, that is a big thing of this competition is the time frame. By next Monday, the recipe needs to be in. You know, if you only receive your coffee at the end of the week, you have like 2 days to figure it out. And yeah, I think for me, the water was quite a big thing as well. Not having have used water like that. I mean, Ultimate Water was already prepped. So that's going to be interesting. I actually, Third Wave Water actually contacted me the other day and they're sending me even more sachets, which I can play around with, which is going to be quite cool to use. And just, you know, getting to know that thing as well more. I mean, that's something that I can use in future in Barista Champs and stuff like that as well, which is pretty cool. So yeah, I'm stressed, but I'm super excited to see how it all goes down and to watch the live stream. I'm quite excited to compete and hopefully maybe bring it home.
Yeah, come on.
That's what we're waiting for. We do trust and believe that you would, man, because your national recipe was proper. And we know you're going to do well when it comes to this one. And it does sound a lot technical, especially with the water aspect, as you're explaining about the what water, the mineral, the espresso and stuff like that. It's water that I've never used before to brew coffee at least. So no, all the best with regards to that. And the finals are held on the 5th, is it right? 5th of March.
Yes, so I don't know the exact time, but it is the 5th of March. They're going to be live streaming it. So it's pretty much going to be like we had here. I think our countries was actually one of the first to do a surrogate barista. The rest did it quite later so they could do it in person. But yeah, it's going to be live streamed all over the world. Just not sure of the time, but March 5th, probably Australian time. So I think quite early in the morning for us. Probably, yeah, I think as I'm eyeballing now, like 5, 7 a.m. in the morning for us. So it's going to be quite early for us, but it will definitely be a live stream.
Sure. That's awesome. And hopefully everyone will be supporting you, backing you. It sounds like you have a great team of guys as well behind who are helping you out, different companies that are coming together as well. But like Moses said, wish you the best with this. Hopefully when we talk again, you have that trophy at home. If it doesn't happen as well, it would be great because it's an experience that's so unbelievable.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But we will chat again and get to find out how was the experience heading to the day. The coffees as well. I think that's, yeah, hopefully we'll see the live stream for you to, yeah, check the coffees out and tell us what's happening there. But yeah. But thanks so much, Brendan.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you, man.